Bar and Grill. This is Christine.
Hello, Christine. My name is Seth McElroy, and I have a complaint.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Give me just one second. Did you dine with us recently?
Yes, I did, and I got food poisoning.
Oh, sir, I am so sorry to hear that.
Well, you should be. It was bad. I basically had to spend 3 days straight in bed. I could barely move.
Can I take down the date of when you
In the worst part, you want to know the worst part? My girlfriend won't even talk to me now. And she's actually threatened to break up with me over this. So you guys are going to have to do a lot to make this right.
Was your girlfriend dining with you at the time?
No, she wasn't. But the food poisoning got so bad, I ended up getting gonorrhea. And she thinks I got it from somewhere else, and I told her it's a known fact that people get gonorrhea after a bad case of food poisoning. But according to her, that's not true. So...
Well, I've never heard that before. I can't speak to the gonorrhea part of it. If you got food poisoning from our restaurant, I'd be happy to...
I got food poisoning, and it manifested its way in my body as gonorrhea.
Sir, that... this is not any of my business, but have you spoken to a doctor about that?
I have been to a doctor, and they confirmed that it is gonorrhea.
Great. I think that food stuff is very different. In any case, I'm terribly sorry.
You know what? It sounds like you're questioning my complaint.
I'm not. If you had an experience here that you were not completely satisfied with, and
would you be satisfied if you went to a restaurant and then you left and the next day you had gonorrhea? I don't think so.
Well, sir, there's just no way. I'm so sorry, but I just don't think there's any way that you could get.
You should be. You know what? You should be really careful right now. You should be careful the way you talk to me, because I already have a lawsuit with another famous restaurant, because after I ate there, I got chlamydia. And that's in the courts right now. So I could sue if I want.
Sir, you know how you get this, right?
Yes, you eat food that was undercooked.
Oh, I'm
How else would you get it?
Common forms of food poisoning would be like salmonella or like it would give you like an upset
stomach.
Ew,
salmonella is some sort of sexually transmitted thing.
Is it possible that you're getting the name of it wrong? Is it possible that you don't mean gonorrhea, that you mean maybe diarrhea? I'm sorry to say this over the phone, but
your doctor? Are you saying that I slept with somebody else other than my girlfriend and got salmonella?
I'm not saying any of it. Look, what we normally do if there is a complaint with someone's experience is that we give you like a gift certificate. You can come in and
Oh, great.
Meal
so and, I can get more gonorrhea.
If you
No, thank
I
you.
At this point, there's really nothing that I can do. I can speak to my manager about this, but what you're describing
Okay, look. I'll be honest with you, okay? I'm just doing this to see if I can get a free meal. Can you do me a favor, and can you tell your manager to comp me because I got gonorrhea there?
Okay, I 100% should have seen that coming. So you're just scamming. You're just wasting my time here scamming.
No, I really have. I'm not scamming you. I really have gonorrhea. It's just I thought I could get a free meal out of it. So
this is the worst attempt at a free. You would have been better off claiming that you actually had food poisoning.
Yeah, but I can come in and show you the tests.
Well, no. I do not need to see a positive test of gonorrhea. Please.
Yeah, but you could...
You should go home and treat your disease.
I'm trying to treat it with a delicious meal from your establishment.
No.
If you can
help sorry.
Me out.
I'm sorry to laugh. It's not funny. If this call was just about you scamming a free meal, then I need to go back.
Well, I should also mention that this is a prank phone call.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm starting to get that.
This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, good, because you sound like a crazy person.
Your cousin Sharon set you up. She just wanted me to mess with you at work.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ed Sheeran.
I think, you know what? I think you're wrong, though. I think you need to do a little research on the internet and find out what food poisoning can actually do to the body, okay?
I thought I was going to have to report this to my manager.
No, I'm serious. I got crabs at a taco stand the other day. It's out there.